Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, that just, I don't know what to think about that. I know that none of the Clydesdales were in Nashville the other day, rocking down the street, so I don't know if they were shooting video now to think about it. Riding, they were walking the Clydesdales in the cart, you know, with the dog on top of it and all that stuff down Lower Broadway. So they might have been doing something else. Who knows what they're up to?
Don't know.
That is an interesting deal.
Not well, buying the Super Bowl.
That's they're about excited about the Super Bowl as I am about the national championship game tonight. That a reminder that is happening tonight. Biden issuing preemptive pardons. He got Dr. Fauci in there, Liz Cheney in there. Don't see anything about his family, though.
General Milley?
People were wondering.
Yeah.
General Milley. There are others in here, but I don't see any Biden family members in there. And there were a number of people who thought that might be part of it, but the day is young. Now,
he dumped another 2,500 names on Friday, mostly low-level drug offenses. On top, this guy did not, for whatever it's worth, he didn't wait till the last minute until the ones today that have the names like you just named. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Different?
Well, you know, he's got to sign those things. What's interesting is what the Speaker of the House said, end of last week, and it's getting a lot of attention, that he had a one-on-one meeting with Biden a number of months ago, and he finally got him by himself. They didn't want him to meet by himself. Finally got a little bit of time in there by himself, just the two. And he asked him, what was the deal on the LNG, stopping the LNG shipments to Europe? He said, that affects my home state of Louisiana, and it's really been a rough thing. And that just makes them want to buy more gas from Putin. He said, oh, I didn't sign that. And he didn't even know he had signed it. And they had to bring in the executive order to prove it to him that he had signed it on the he didn't know what he was doing. So that's the one investigation I think they're going to maybe have, is that who's been running the country the last 6 months. I think a lot of people in America would like to know that specifically.
Seriously, if you got all your wits about you and you're signing 5,000 orders in about 3 or 4 weeks, how would you know what you were signing?
You have to trust the people that are giving them to you to sign, which I imagine he did. But those are the people that's been running the country basically for the last at least 6 months and maybe even a little bit longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, President Trump is going into the church, the one that's the little yellow church on not too far from the White House. And then after that, he goes over to the White House and he has tea with President Trump and Jill. At least that's how it's supposed to go. Those two get together, and I don't know if they all four have to have tea together or what, and then they get into the car all together, and they're riding to the Capitol. So that's where they're going to do the action, and it'll be 11 o'clock Central Time is the swearing-in, but there's almost continuously stuff going on, you know, around now all the way through. The weather is cold, but it is bright sunny in Washington today, And Trump is just now leaving the Blair House, and they are so security-oriented over there. He got into it in a covered tent, you know, so you couldn't see who was getting in and didn't expose them. So they're all leaving the White House area near across the street, the Blair House. I know that Carrie Underwood and Lee Greenwood are glad that it's going to be indoors. It's going to be a whole lot easier to sing in the inside the Capitol than it would have been out there when it would have been really cold. The wind chill this morning in Nashville was 2.
Woo!
2. That's chilly.
Well, make us feel better about our, what is it currently, 13. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's all bad. You know, at any time down there, it's rough. The ball games last night were interesting. They were both pretty decent football games. It wasn't like a blowout for either team. Kansas City and Buffalo now will face next weekend in Kansas City. So if it's, I don't know. I thought Baltimore had a really good team, but they just didn't do well in cold weather. They were dropping the ball, and it was not good what they went through. But Buffalo, they're survivors. Kansas City, they're certainly survivors. So we'll see what happens. I wasn't that impressed with Washington or Detroit that game. Philadelphia's good, so I hope that's the team that goes to the Super Bowl again tonight. I don't even know what the line is. Is Ohio State favored tonight?
Yes.
What, by 6 or something, 5 or 6?
Let me check the latest. Been changing.
Yeah, the latest. Now there is no stock market today. It's a federal holiday, so they're not there. No post office today. All of that because of MLK Day, the inauguration day, and some states are flying, including Texas, are flying the flag full today. I don't know if they're going to take it back down tomorrow for the rest of the 30-day mourning period or not. But that's it. Now the Justice Department has sued Walgreens. They say the chain knowingly filled millions of unlawful opioid prescriptions following 4 separate whistleblower complaints. Wow. I mean, you think they would? I mean, I guess so. I mean, they've never filled anything for me that didn't have a prescription. I don't know how they would have, individuals would have gotten that through.
Never seen so many rules these days. You're not kidding.
Yeah, I mean, Lord, it's crazy. Now, the TikTok deal was wild on the weekend. It all of a sudden just went away. And they put up a little sign that said, we're gone, blah, 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 blah. And then about 12 or so, 18 hours later, it was back up. People were going crazy. They were dancing, screaming, hollering. They were happy. Trump is going to do a 90-day extension and see. It's not a matter of finding someone to buy it. There are plenty of people that want to buy it, and they've got the money. But the Chinese people, the ByteDance people, have not wanted to sell it. That's the issue. So Trump's got to go in there and try to talk to somebody over in China and see if he can make something happen. I don't know how they're going to do that. The death toll has risen to 27 in those fires in Southern California, and the extreme winds are returning this week. They're starting this thing called Fire Aid out there. It's going to be 3 or 4 days before the Grammys. And it's a lot of pop people are going to be playing, raising money for the Red Cross, and you see fundraiser things out there all of the time. But a lot of people, you know, are sitting up, they want to help the people out there, but they don't want to see this continuing to happen again and again and again. And people are showing different things from around the world. Have you seen the video from Japan? There is a community that has thatched roofs, and obviously, you know, that's dangerous if around fire. But they have this community. If they push the button, these things come up like irrigation things come up, except they're big hoses and they shoot water up in the air, and the whole community has a water fog around it. And that may be something they need to do, you know, out there, something thinking outside the box. But there are other countries that have this problem, and they've somewhat dealt with it. So we'll see what they do and what they're willing to do there.
Answer to your question on every betting line that I checked mm-hmm. the last minute or so, MGM, CBS Sports, if 8.5 points Ohio State's favored by.
Wow.
Eight and a half.
A lot of people will love Notre Dame plus 8.5.
With a over-under of 45.5.
And see, that sounds really low.
It does. So, to have an 8.5-point spread.
Yeah, that sounds like it's. They don't think Notre Dame's going to score at all, and Ohio State's going to blow it out.
So yet, we'll yet if you use the couple of the match predictors like ESPN does, where the computer plays the game several thousand times, the Ohio State Buckeyes' chance of winning is only 55.3%. It's not 70% or something like that, you'd think.
Wow. Today at the inauguration, people, it's going to be different because the way they've got it, that not everybody can go into the U.S. Capitol, into the rotunda that they wanted to have, that would have been up on the dais for the swearing in. And I don't think you're going to see, the Musk and the Bezos and Tim Cook and all those people, which you would have seen somewhere, you know, sitting outside, but. They probably get in the building there. They're pretty powerful, so maybe they'll get there where they can see. But it's not going to be like all these people are around them all the time. You will see the vice president and Biden. They are all both going. You know, last time Trump did not go to the inauguration. He flew out. But for everybody's report is that Biden is going to do that. Today is Slim Whitman's birthday. I wanted to make sure you knew about that. Do you remember Slim Whitman?
Oh, of course, yeah.
He was the guy that made the Martian's head explode in the movie Mars Attacks. Remember, the Martians came and we could not stop them, and they played Slim Whitman's music and their heads exploded.
Oh, it was such a good song,
movie,
too.
Mars Attacks.
Indian Love Call, the late Slim Whitman. Available now on Ronco Records.
1-800-SLIM.
Yeah, this is what blew up the aliens' heads. It's my favorite.
Yeah, they put that on radio, then put it on big speakers and rode around town, and the heads on the Mars attack aliens. Oh, yeah.
I can see how that would happen.
You know, this guy, he was actually an Opry member. That song there, I think that's Indian Love Call, is that right?
It is.
And then he had Una Baduna Balaka or something. But he had four or five major hits in England and was a rather big star there.
He and Boxcar Willie were huge in England.
Yeah, they both were. And both became bigger stars in America because of their 800 numbers. You know, that 800, Boxcar Willie had one of those 800 greatest hits thing too. And Slim Whitman, it was so obvious, you know, everybody was talking about him because he looked like a kind of a matinee idol with his pencil-thin black mustache and all that. And Johnny Carson had him on, you know, one night. And, oh, listen to that music. It was considered to be country-politan.
Pardon me if I'm set up. Your mother, will you say goodbye? Don't be angry with me, should I cry?
Slim Whitman.
Slim Whitman. Hits. You know, if it's just been an audio experience, I can see how that could be popular. But when you looked at him, someone thought he looked like some kind of a X-rated movie star or something. I don't know.
He's like a mattress actor.
He had a porn star look.
Yeah.
He had that kind of weird look. Find Una Paloma Blanca. That is one that'll... this probably was a major tune in some parts of Texas. That was a good one. But Slim was all right. He liked Crook and Chase, and his son called. He lived down in Jacksonville. He died in Orange Beach, Florida. He was from Florida. And he was in his later years watching us down there, and son made a big point of telling us that he was a fan. So, Lord, to think that my mama put me on this earth so Slim Whitman could have entertainment. Here we go.
When the sun shines on the mountain, and the night is on the run. It's a new day, it's a new way, and I fly up to the sun.
All right, everybody sing now. All everybody play.
I can feel the morning sunlight. I can smell the morning hay.
Sounds like
I can hear God's voice is calling.
Wow.
For my golden sunlight way.
All the boys sing. Here we go.
I'm just a bird in the sky.
Wow. You don't get this everywhere, y'all.
Listen, I'm telling you what. There is I guarantee you, we're doing the biggest salute to Slim Whitman's birthday than anybody. I'm telling you.
You're right.
This is for, I've got to go to a commercial. We've got to calm this thing down.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bob, I just got a text from our buddy Ronnie Schuff. He said, wow, I sing a lot better than I thought all of a sudden.
It's a new day. It's a this was actually a pop hit, this old Dutch song, in the 70s. I think, what did I tell you, 1971, something like that? The George Baker selection. Remember this? I can smell
the newborn hay. No.
He didn't yodel it, though.
Do you remember their big hit, the George Baker selection?
Baker Street? No.
No, Little Green Bag.
Oh, guess not. No.
You might push that in the computer, see if you find Little Green Bag. Had a great intro. You'll recognize the intro. CBS's Tracy Wolfson getting in trouble. And this is so stupid. She hugged Josh Allen 30 seconds before they went on the air, and it got on TV. This isn't Meet the Press, folks. It's okay if a sports reporter hugs a quarterback or something. She would have hugged Lamar Jackson if he'd have won. So, I don't know. I don't
agree. People get
Why is that a bad thing for her to hug somebody?
They thought, well, reporter is supposed to be neutral, it said here on one of the social media. Is she she's running up against it. It's a bad look. I think so. People, you know, it's just the way it is.
Who was it that Joe Namath got all mushy with and she didn't mind, but they made a big deal out of it?
Tracy
Wilson or something?
No, it was she was the reporter that
Leslie
she betted for the other team, remember?
Oh no. Didn't know that part of the story.
Yeah.
Oh, here's your little green bag. I remember this. Yeah.
I wanna kiss you. Remember he said that, Namath?
Yeah.
Tell me off the air.
Start to the first of it though, that was the part I remembered most. It's got a really hot opening that Yeah.
Doom. George Baker selection, you say?
Yeah. Radio people love to talk this song up. Doom, doom, doom. Anyway, if you're looking for something to look at today and you don't want to watch the inauguration and you're just fed up with politics, like my friend Ted, he says he's not watching today. He is watching something on Home and Garden TV or something like that. I don't know.
Susie Colbert's who you were thinking of, Bob.
The 2018 Netflix Trump and American Dream. If you never saw that, it's on Netflix. It's a four-part series done by some British producers. It's got some interesting stuff in it, no doubt about it. It was never meant to be a love letter to him. It was sort of a hatchet job, particularly as it went forward. But they stole. Yeah, I guess I can say that. They took material that wasn't theirs. They showed me in there getting ready to, well, actually, I asked a question to Trump. They didn't pay me. They didn't ask me if they could use that. They just did it. So that's the kind of thing that is. Netflix, Trump, and American Dream. Now, I went over the weekend because all my shows that I care about, I've watched everything. I've watched all the Landmans and everything. I'm just tapped out. So I just went backwards on Amazon Prime. Whew. I watched an episode of McCloud. You have a memory of that at all with Dennis Weaver, who was who was an Arizona cop, a marshal that was in New York or something like that. It wasn't a badly written episode that I saw. I watched something from season two of that. Dennis Weaver, you know, was, remember he, I got mixed up with who he was on Gunsmoke, though. He was, and I forgot about it again. It wasn't Festus. Mr. Dillon, Marshal Dillon, he may have had a limp. What was that character's name? I can't remember. Anyway, Dennis Weaver was starved to McCloud. And then I got excited and watched an episode of Kojak.
Wow.
And these are all on Prime Video. And, you know, I liked the theme, and I enjoyed Telly Savalas, and I remember him. Who Loves You, Babe? And all that kind of, he was probably one of the coolest cops ever on STV Cops. And then I did, something happened on Friday, and my mind needed to get cleared. Oh, yeah, I did find my billfold, by the way.
Good job.
It was much relieving. But it threw me off so bad, I went home and I watched two episodes of The Beverly Hillbillies.
Now, that's good stuff right there.
Now, that's on Amazon. I'm pretty sure it's on Prime. If not, it's on Paramount Plus. But I think it was on Prime. And I watched the part where Granny and the other hillbillies are feuding with the Drysdales. Very important television. And you forget how big and great those things were. And then I watched Chips the other night. And, boy, is that disco cop show. I don't even know what to say about that. But I always liked Chips in some strange way. Did you ever watch any of those shows, Bob? Or they were?
I absolutely love Chips.
Oh, no question. Yeah, Chips was.
You watched Chips too? Okay.
That guy kissed me too.
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada. Long story.
I just remember the last time he was in studio was with Mini Me, Eric Estrada, and Mini Troy.
Oh my God, that guy.
Yeah. Who's no longer with us? He passed away.
Yeah. By the way,
Vern Troyer. There it is.
The names you're trying to remember, thanks to Mark Fisher, on Gunsmoke. Chester.
Yeah, he was one of the originals on that show. And then he left in a salary dispute or something. And then mainly they blew up the character of Festus. They started doing more Festus.
Festus
stuff.
Just sounds funny to say.
Festus, he had a lot of beard and stuff. I remember seeing him at a rodeo or two. And then Chips with Eric Estrada and Larry something that was the host, the star of that show. And
well, for telling, if we're telling stories about crap we watched, I did discover one on Netflix accidentally over the cold weekend, and apparently it's been out a while, a long time, but I started with season one. I think there are three. It's called AP Bio. It's a little half-hour episodes about a Harvard professor ends up a substitute teacher, and it's really funny.
Well, I'll tell you what you can watch, and just, I got into this too. You go on to YouTube, oh my goodness, you can fall down that rabbit hole and just stay if you want to. And I was looking for stuff to watch. So there's something about, it's called the Archives of American Television or something, and it's long answer-only interviews with a lot of great people. Like, I watched a long one with Bob Eubanks, who used to be the host of Newlywed Game, was an L.A. disc jockey and all that. Then I watched one with Wink Martindale. I watched one with, I can't remember all of them, but there's several.
We've had Bob Eubanks on the program a couple times. Last time was probably 3 years ago. And I just said, Bob, you're such a hero, and I met you when I was 17 and blah, blah, blah. But I said, you got a lot of work done, didn't you? Because you look really good. And I could tell at first that he didn't like the question, but he played to it, and he decided it was a good question.
Dead or alive, Bob? Bob Eubanks.
Oh, he's alive.
Ooh.
87.
Yeah.
87? Wow. I think Wink Martindale's still alive, too, and he looks good. He's had to have some work done, too.
Well, he's a coach. He's a coach for one of the, like, Philadelphia's. I'm an assistant coach. But he's,
I think that's another Wink, but that's the only other Wink I've ever known.
Wink Martindale, 91 years old. Michigan is the Wink Martindale you're thinking of, Bob.
Oh, he coaches Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's assistant coach. He's like the defensive line coach or something. Yeah.
But anyway, YouTube has just got so many. It's really, I love it. I mean, I don't know if TikTok could go, but if they ever killed YouTube, I would be upset.
So AP Bio is
AP. What does that stand for? What does that mean?
That's what I was going to explain.
AP Bio. Okay.
You know, in school, advanced, what is it, advanced program, advanced preparation, advanced, advanced program, and bio is short for biology.
Okay. Oh.
AP bio.
You're watching biology shows.
Well, he doesn't teach any biology. You got to see it. It's funny.
Okay.
Interesting. I'd be interested if you didn't think it was funny.
All right. AP bio. That's the name of it.
The great thing is that little episodes with no commercials on Netflix, they're just half hour long, you know.
Are they British by any
chance? No.
Okay. It's English. Okay.
Good old American thing. One of the stars is at Patton Oswalt. He plays the hapless principal of the school. Yeah.
Well, okay. AP bio.
Yeah. I mean, it was totally accidental that I discovered it, and I couldn't stop watching it.
Which you tells go to Amazon Prime, get you a couple episodes of the Beverly Hillbillies and Green Arrow, and that's a palate cleanser. I'm telling you right there.
Sounds like great advice.
Have a good day, Jimmy.
Right. Hey, we're going to be here in the freeze tomorrow if you are too.
No, I'll be here.
We'll ski in.
See you tomorrow. Jimmy Carter will be brought to you by then, as he is now. Precision Camera and Video. And the good folks from Swartner, Texas, like Jim Swartner, Capital Land and Livestock, and Swartner Farm and Ranch. Good morning. It's 8:03.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.